Hey everybody, this is Jay Cooley from Rethink Crypto, where we give you latest and greatest on the cryptocurrency world so you can rethink crypto. Today is July 25th, 2018, and here are your morning crypto news. Stellar XLM rockets into 70 new countries with an announcement. As today being published a new partnership announcement, the cryptocurrency becomes nationally available in over 70 countries. By expanding already customer base, XLM is cementing itself into a direct competitor to Ripple's XRP with regards to cheap, fast, and reliable cross-border payments. It should be interesting to see what partnerships they may bring out to the table. I know Money Order, Western Union was a partner with Ripple's XRP that got them a little bit more acknowledgement, and especially with Microsoft and a couple of other big well-known companies partnering up with Ripple XRP, this really definitely showed some progress within a cheap, fast, and reliable cross-border payment. Let's see what Stellar brings to the table. Try changing your Twitter name to Elon Musk. You just might get banned. So Twitter has designed a genius plan to help reduce the number of cryptocurrency scams speculating and circulating the Twitter sphere. Well, we say genius, but actually we can't help but question who kind of came up with the idea. China's answer to Reddit is launching a crypto token. Typical. One of the oldest and most popular social networking platforms in China is launching its own crypto token to boost and, kind of bid up the declining user activity. Bitcoin's price gains also reflects the tokens of small coins as they start to rebound as crypto volume explodes. The daily traded volume of crypto market has increased from 9 billion to about 19 billion within a matter of just 2 weeks. So let's see how that goes. Well, Bitcoin's pullback, though, how long will the bulls in control? 2018 uptrend begins, right? BTC technical analysts for today, as Bitcoin pulls away from its recent highs, the drop is on a low volume, which would indicate the price has further room to move up. The price is currently trading above the 200 EMA and forming higher highs and higher lows, both signs of an uptrend. So, will it trace back down? Right, I think that the resistance was at 84. It has traced back down. I think it will go back down to 6,400 before it really starts its bull run. And I'm pretty excited to hear that. I'm pretty excited to kind of see if that really follows through or not. Because if it does go down to 64, oh boy, am I buying. PR specialist in the Russian crypto space paid 10 times the average salary. Around 70,000 people are currently employed in the young and growing crypto industry in the Russian Federation. The average salary in the space has fallen by 40% this year, along with cryptocurrency prices, right? So if the currency price falls, so does your salary. Kind of scary. Nevertheless, the month it made, for certain skills remains very high for Russian standards. So if you're in Russia, be a crypto expert. Go in there. Alrighty, well, that was all the news for today this morning. We are really happy to present that to you. Please follow us, subscribe us, like us, share, check us out, rethinkcrypto.com. And this is your boy Jay Cooley. I'll see you later.